Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Wednesday, September 20th. Rankings for week three. The initial set is officially out at FTNFantasy.com. We're going to talk about them on the show today, though we do have plenty of moving pieces. And yes, I will talk about your precious Kareem Hunt, all right? Let's get into quarterbacks, though. I'm not going to waste any time today. And at the top, well, we're not going to really change things dramatically here. Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, easy peasy. I do actually have Lamar Jackson at 3, Josh Allen at 4. Why? Well, I don't mind this spot for Lamar against Indianapolis. Is that a Indianapolis revenge game or a Baltimore revenge? I guess it's a Baltimore revenge game. Anyway, sorry to rub salt in the wounds there, Baltimore Colts fans. But anyway, it's a good spot. I'm not dramatically downgrading Josh Allen. And honestly, if you're rostering him, you didn't draft him that early to even consider benching him. But he's at 4 this week. Whoopity-doo. Justin Herbert at 5. And on the other side of this one, Kirk Cousins at 6. Great matchup for both of these guys. And right now, there is a 54 over-under for this game. 54 and a half. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Chargers, Vikings, giddy up. Tua coming in at 7. Doesn't have to worry about facing Belichick this week. And we know what the ceiling looks like. Not a bad spot here against Denver. Yes, Pat Surtain is on the other side of the field. And I'll actually talk about that matchup tomorrow, but I'm not worried about this spot for Tua whatsoever. Trevor Lawrence at 8. I expect a bounce back this week. A much better matchup against Houston than last week. I mean, Kansas City was pretty darn good last week. Deshaun Watson at 9. Yes, at 9. He has shown some positive signs, despite the fact that he was one of the more widely dropped quarterbacks this week. That was a mistake. But honestly, I've been asked this question. Like, if you have existing quarterbacks on your roster, you don't need to pick up Watson. I just don't understand why so many people can't give this guy a month to figure out whether or not we have something for fantasy purposes. Same thing with Justin Fields at 10. He was widely dropped. I don't think we have seen anything yet. He really got off to a slow start last year, and the same thing's happening this year, but I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's just more, this was a drafting problem for a lot of people. It's not a Justin Fields problem. It was a you drafted a quarterback too early problem, and it's something that maybe you should work on next year if that does apply to you. If you're one of these like late round folks, you're obviously sitting back, sitting pretty, but a lot of people concerned about Fields. Now, I honestly will say, Watson, Fields, honestly, down to number 14 for me. All these guys could move around through the course of the week, so keep an eye on that. It's Watson, Fields, Prescott, who's got a great matchup against Arizona. Geno, who also has a pretty good matchup facing Carolina this week. Daniel Jones, tougher matchup for Daniel Jones. San Francisco on Thursday night, tomorrow night. Jared Goff. I mean, Goff isn't sexy, but he can get it done. And Atlanta's not a terrible matchup for him. So those guys can move around a little bit. Anthony Richardson, if he plays, will move ahead of Watson. He would be 9 for me. Richardson will not practice today. Tomorrow's the pivotal practice. If he misses practice tomorrow, then don't expect him to go this week. I also have Russell Wilson and Brock Purdy right on the edge of streaming territory. Moving over to running back, Christian McCaffrey at the top. No kidding, obviously. But how about Tony Pollard? Great start to the season. Fantastic matchup for him this week at 2. At 3, Bijan Robinson has been fantastic. It's the Lions this week. Giddy up. Travis Etienne at 4. He faces Houston. They are the worst run defense in the NFL right now. Great spot for Travis Etienne. At 5. Josh Jacobs. Now, this is a rubber meets the road week. I realize you might be thinking, really? Well, his ability in the passing game has been fine. The run game was not last week, but he's facing a Steelers defense that has gotten destroyed on the ground in each of the last 2 weeks. Rubber meets the road. Now or never, Josh Jacobs. Derrick Henry at 6. His involvement in the passing game has been great this season. He's actually 5th among running backs in receiving yards right now, which is un-Derrick Henry-like, but I'll take it. Ken Walker coming off the 2-touchdown outing at 7. Joe Mixon at 8. I do think Jake Browning starts, by the way, unfortunately. So Jake Browning will be in the mix for Superflex purposes, but I expect the team to lean a little bit more on Joe Mixon. Jahmyr Gibbs at 9. Just give me 15 touches. I don't need 20. Just give me 15 touches with no David Montgomery, and we'll be all good. Kyren Williams at 10. Yeah, he's an RB1 now. Ramondre Stevenson at 11. Not a good matchup against the Jets, but still should see plenty of volume here. Raheem Mostert at 12 after a big, big week last week. James Cook, big week as well. He's not going to get goal line carries. I don't know whoever told you he was going to get goal line carries. He's not, but that doesn't matter. If he gets 20-plus touches week in and week out, he's going to put up some big numbers. Alexander Mattison, another rubber meets the road kind of week. If Madison doesn't get it done this week in this matchup against this defense, then I don't know if it's happening this season. Miles Sanders at 15. Rashad White coming off a solid outing at 16. Really dig him. Even though Philly's a tough defense, he should see the rock a ton. Zach Moss at 17. Now, I had no clue what they were going to do last week. Really somewhat surprised to see him as the only running back to see any snaps. But I'll take it, and honestly, if you picked him up, you can use him until Jonathan Taylor comes back, if Jonathan Taylor. It still is an if. I think we still have to exist in if. But if Jonathan Taylor comes back. But, I mean, great usage there for Zach Moss, and that should continue. All right, number 18, Jerome Ford. Yes, Jerome Ford, even with the team signing Kareem Hunt. Should you run out and pick up Kareem Hunt? My answer, no. I have no interest in him. He's toast. His efficiency was terrible last season. He's only signed because he knows the offense, and honestly, it's slim pickings out there on the street anyway. What, are you going to bring in Leonard Fournette and have to teach him the offense? This guy knows the offense. He's going to come in, and the Cleveland Plain Dealer said it. He is going to compliment Jerome Ford. Like, he'll be like, yo, I like your shoes. He's going to compliment Jerome Ford. He is not going to be the lead back. I don't even think it's worth picking up Kareem Hunt. Jerome Ford looked very good in relief duty on Monday night, and he is in the RB2 conversation on a run-heavy offense. Not a great matchup against Tennessee, but I still like him as an RB2. Najee Harris at 19. Can we get some more run out of him against the Vegas Raiders? Brian Robinson, great start to the season at 20. DeAndre Swift at 21. As of right now, I'm putting chips on him. The Eagles' defense is very much in flux, but, you know, is the genie out of the bottle? He played so well. He's the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Like, actually was awarded that. He played so well. I don't know how you can turn around from that if you're Philly. James Conner, 22. Isaiah Pacheco, 23. Javonte Williams, 24. I have not ranked Austin Eckler officially. Like, if you go to ftnfantasy.com, you'll actually see Austin Eckler. I think he is listed at 23 right now because he was throttled back in projections. We're going to get a better sense as we roll through the week, and that will obviously impact Joshua Kelly, who's in flex territory. We still have to figure out what's going on with Aaron Jones. That'll impact A.J. Dillon. Damian Pierce is a flex option. Khalil Herbert. Breece Hall. I'm not going overboard with Breece Hall. That split in that backfield is real. And it is not going anywhere. Both the Baltimore running backs are down in this range. Both the Chicago running backs are down in this range. There's a lot of volatility there in this flex area of rankings. Moving over to wide receiver, keeping it simple at the top, Justin Jefferson. He hasn't caught a touchdown yet, and he's still wide receiver 3, which is telling you just how much he's doing in terms of yardage. It's been outrageous. Tyreek Hill, speaking of outrageous, even last week, when it wasn't a good week, he still gets in the end zone, still gives us decent enough fantasy numbers. And that's what a guy like Hill will do for you. So you know that. CeeDee Lamb at 3, taking advantage of this matchup. Basically taking advantage of it wherever I can with the Dallas Cowboys. Amon-Ra St. Brown at 4. He is a little dinged up. We'll keep an eye on him through the week. Stephon Diggs at 5. Heavy volume for Stephon Diggs. Keenan Allen at 6, coming off of a fantastic game last week and in this great matchup as well. A.J. Brown at 7. Yes, they still have A.J. Brown ahead of Devontae Smith, who's at 14. He was not happy about his usage this past week, and there is that saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, he was certainly a squeaky wheel. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a pretty decent A.J. Brown game. That, of course, is the 7:15 Monday night contest. We're doing that back, or not even back, that staggered start Monday night again this week. 7:15 is Eagles, Bucks, Rams, Bengals at 8:15. Moving on to number 8, Ja'Marr Chase. Yes, this is Ja'Marr Chase ranked if Jake Browning is playing. He may move around a little bit because I've only run the model once, and I continue to run it through the course of the week. So, I mean, I would say he's not going any higher than this. He's still Ja'Marr Chase, and I don't think Browning is like, this is not Ben DiNucci, right? It's not that bad. It's not good, but it's not that bad if Browning does in fact play. And I mean, everything points to Burrow missing at least a game. He might have to miss more than that, too, to be bluntly honest with you. Now, if you have Burrow, are you panicking? No, it's fantasy football. Calm down. Take a deep breath. You will have plenty of options in one quarterback leagues on waivers. It's also the same exact advice I gave about Justin Fields. Let's look at our quarterback drafting habits. Because if we drafted a quarterback in round 11 and that quarterback is hurt in week 3, all right, whatever. Go to waivers, right? You probably don't care that much. Where did you draft Burrow? Round 5? That matters a whole lot more. There's a reason why I fade the position. And it's not because I think like quarterbacks suck or anything like that. It's because I don't want to have that value cost at a onesie position where there is a lot of depth. I mean, I'd much rather address tight end in that range in round 5 than quarterback. But, you know, worth noting for next year. Not much you can do about it now. Plan for the worst, hope for the best. Davante Adams at 9. Honestly, he's been pretty solid. Solid but unspectacular. Maybe that's an extension of Jimmy Garoppolo, but pretty solid so far this season. Debo at 10. Brandon Ayuk may or may not play. I'm tentatively ranking him at 21. We have to keep an eye on this for tomorrow. But Debo, after last week, really looking good and should be in a good spot here against the Giants. Calvin Ridley at 11. All right, let's acknowledge this is going to be potentially a roller coaster of a season. We did see a big game from Christian Kirk last week, but that really wasn't because of Ridley. It was more because of Zay Jones. So let's see what Ridley does this week in a pretty nice spot and then evaluate from here. Chris Olave at 12, your boy Puka Nacua at 13. Yep. I mean, he's all the way up here. He will stay likely this high if he keeps producing the way he is. I'm probably too low on him. But the bigger question is, what is he when Cooper Kupp comes back? I hope I don't have to say if. I mentioned Devontae Smith at 14, Jalen Waddle at 15. Hey, if Pat Surtain does travel with Tyreek Hill, shadow him, then Waddle could be a beast this week. Mike Williams at 16, coming off a good week last week. DK Metcalf at 17, a little banged up with a ribs issue, but I do like this spot. He should play through it. Mike Evans at 18, should see Darius Slay in shadow coverage, but a little bit of a resurgence here from Mike Evans. Tyler Lockett at 19, coming off that big performance last week. Michael Pittman, the volume, even if it's Uncle Rico Gardner Minshew in there, the volume's still there for Michael Pittman. I mentioned Ayuk at 21. Amari Cooper playing through that injury at 22. T. Higgins, 23. Obviously, he takes a pretty big hit here with no Burrow. And that is not guaranteed, but I'm ranking it as such right now. George Pickens at 24, rising up. Fantastic performance for him with that big, that long touchdown as the de facto number one receiver for the Steelers. Zay Flowers at 25. Like how the rookies look so far this season. 26, Chris Godwin. I mean, the volume's decent enough there for him to be a wide receiver 3. Decent week for DJ Moore last week at 27. Garrett Wilson plummeting down to 28 against Belichick. DeAndre Hopkins with a rough matchup against Cleveland at 29. Christian Kirk at 30, so he's retaining wide receiver 3 value after last week. Tutu Atwell at 31. Michael Thomas at 32. He's healthy still, so that's good. Drake London at 33. Jordan Addison at 34. Jerry Jeudy at 35, Gabe Davis rounding out the top 36. So with Gabe Davis, we know he is boom or bust. We have come to expect that out of him. Right on the outside looking in, Nico Collins continuing to rise up in rankings at 37, McLaurin at 38, Christian Watson tentatively at 39. We'll have to adjust him through the week. Courtland Sutton right here, Jahan Dotson, Josh Reynolds, Marquise Brown, Elijah Moore, Rashid Shaheed, Zay Jones, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs. Dobbs is tricky too. We're going to have to see what his status is because he's obviously been hampered by this hamstring issue. All right, over to tight end, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, TJ Hockenson, Darren Waller. If you have those guys, I feel very good. If you have Evan Ingram at 5, I feel decent. If you have George Kittle, Dallas Goedert, I feel decent. 6 and 7. When I get to 8, Sam Laporta, I like his ceiling, but I'm not as confident here. Kyle Pitts at 9. He's averaging 13.6 air yards per target. A big game is brewing for Kyle Pitts. I just don't know when it's going to happen. Pat Freiermuth at 10. Tyler Higbee at 11. And honestly, 11, 12, 13, I feel okay. Njoku and Hunter Henry at 13. If not, here are your streamer options this week. Zach Ertz, Luke Musgrave, Juwan Johnson, Dalton Kincaid, Dalton Schultz, Cole Kmet, Chig Okonkwo, Hayden Hurst. As always, not the prettiest at tight end. If you want to see the rankings as they change through the week, go to ftnfantasy.com and you can sign up with the promo code RATPACK for 10% off. We'll continue to update them through the week. Of course, we'll give you an update on this podcast on Friday at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter. Tomorrow, I'll be back with wide receiver cornerback on the flip side. I'll catch you then. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.